You're going to go through many storms where your life is going to be hard and it'll seem unbearable at times. There are types of storms. There are emotional storms where you're worried. Something that you hope won't happen or something that has already happened. With emotional storms, you can find yourself stressed out. An emotional storm, you can find yourself depressed, mentally fragile because of the experiences, the turbulence that you have gone through. The state of this world can have you in a state of confusion and a heavy cloud over your life. It's very depressing. A storm is going to come. I don't care who you are, no one is exempt. It's called life, ladies and gentlemen. So how do you handle it when you're in the storm?
You must have faith. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
The strength and the courage to make it through, the enduring power, the ability to persevere, to handle it. It will pass you. The inner power to overcome, to come back again. So in order to begin to prepare for the storm, you've got to go within and start working on yourself.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Meditation is one of the ways in which you can do that. Reading is one of the ways that you can do that. Listening to music is one of the ways that you can do that. Exercise is one of the ways in which you can do that. Things that you can do to still your mind, to clear your thoughts so you can think.
I had a program for myself. I have books that I read that inspire me, tapes that I listen to that fire me up. Because you're going to have sometimes low moments when you won't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay there. At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone.
The first tendency is to panic. When they said, your mother has breast cancer. I panicked immediately. I start grieving and crying. I fell on the cross. Oh, God, I can't handle this. I never thought this day would come. I can't deal with this pain.
You got to talk to yourself sometimes. You hear me? You got to talk to yourself. And yes, I was scared.
Leslie, get up. Get up, Leslie, get up. Come on, man. It's easy to have faith when mama's got her health and all is well. Come on, get up and cover the house. She needs us now. Come on, dear man. Come on in this room and face it. Be still. Know that all is well. To pull this through.
And I made up my mind. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many speeches I have to give, how many seminars I have to give. I know I ain't got the money. I know I don't have the education. But I ain't gonna let that stop me. I'm gonna do it. And yes, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be difficult. And you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how.
See, what the storm does, ladies and gentlemen, it empowers you. It strengthens you. When you go through a storm, when you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power, and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There are certain things, when you go through those things, and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy that builds character. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. So I'm going through a character building experience.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. You should take pride in wanting to quit and not quitting. Hey, shit's really hard right now, dude. You're really struggling right now. But here's the thing. Right now is when everybody else quits. Right now is when everybody else is going to fall behind. Right now is when everybody else decides to do something that's easier or faster or not as hard. And that's what gets you ahead. That's what gets you to have pride. Because those struggles, those feelings, those things that are difficult, they are there to test you. This pain, this conflict, this tragedy, this tribulation is the test. Don't fail it. Stay strong. Don't ever quit. Struggle is a privilege. Hardship is a privilege because those struggles, those hardships, those things that you face will turn you into an unstoppable motherfucking machine. So if you want to create super high confidence, super high self-esteem, super high momentum, that feeling I'm super powerful, I'm invincible, I'm the fucking man, or I'm the fucking woman. You have to take pride in not quitting when other people are going to quit. You have to take pride in executing your job to the very best of your ability when everything around you is going wrong. That's what gets you out of the storm.
You can't just focus on this moment. You've got to hold the vision. Hold the vision of things improving. Hold the vision of your health coming back. Hold the vision of being financially independent and debt-free. Hold the vision of your relationships working out. Hold the vision of everything being all right, because it'll give you power, give you strength, give you faith, give you patience, give you perseverance. It'll give you the ability to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
And when you discipline your emotions and you don't allow them to control you, when you tell yourself, I'm in charge here, I set the course for my life, these storms that I face, they do not have power over me. When you declare that to yourself, the limits for you become non-existent.
Everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. If you want to take a back seat and all of that, it's like, no, wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
It's impossible to respect yourself until you grow those mental teeth. And when you grow those teeth, you realize that you're dangerous.
You begin to demand success for yourself. You're no longer wishing or hoping things work out. You're going to make it happen no matter what. So you start carrying yourself with a different level of confidence and conviction that says to the world, I will not stop.
I am going to assess the situation. I am going to come up with a plan, and I am going to execute.
I'm gonna go get it because I'm built for it. If you set out and you say you're gonna do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. That is the worst thing that an individual can ever do.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it. But somehow they got to look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one.
I need you to put the type of effort forward that the world knows don't come from you.
You have to develop a doggedness. You got to have some toughness in you. And the only way to develop toughness is you got to practice being tough. And you cannot practice being tough by quitting every time you get tired, by stopping every time you don't feel like it, by giving up every time it gets challenging. That's what's wrong with people now. People don't make it because they always give up when it get hard. You know, it's so challenging now. You know, they was talking about me. I feel weak. I'm tired. Life don't give a damn about you being tired. You got to get about the business now. You want to be successful, you got to get at it. Look, stop all this soft shit and all that mess, man. You got to get at it. You got to tear their mouth out.
When you go out there, I need you to have that dog. When you get out there, I need you kill or be killed when you get out there. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they're going to get it before you get it. And they ain't going to give it to you. So you go out there and get what's yours.
A true monster's mentality is when you're willing to forego rest, forego comfort, forego personal desires, forego whatever it takes to be better than you were yesterday. And every single time you feel like quitting, remember all those hours and days you sacrificed to get to where you are.
It's gonna take you getting a hold of this thing and not letting go. You're gonna have to fight and fight and fight till you can't fight anymore. Whatever it takes, I will do whatever I have to do to get to the other side, to make it over, to press through this. Nothing will hold me back. Nothing will stop me.
If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do whatever is necessary until. And when you give the best you can and that's not enough, you must do what is required. And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line.
There will be things that will happen to you in life that will get you down, but you must always stand up inside yourself and know that you can handle this.
You've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow, and I'm not going to let you stop me. And you've got to be so relentless that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
If you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I'm successful.
And you can't go back to that same old mindset. You gotta focus on this new day, this new mindset, these new goals. You can do it, because that monster inside of you won't give up. That monster inside of you won't give in. That monster inside of you won't throw in the towel.
Failing doesn't mean you quit. It means you failed, but get back up and continue to push that bar higher and higher and higher. When you're constantly pushing and getting up earlier and getting up earlier and getting up earlier and fighting through pains and discomforts, you don't care about failure. You actually welcome it. That means you set the bar so high that it's like, oh, I failed. That's where I need to be. Now I got to figure it out. You have to be uncommon amongst uncommon in your world. It takes everything. And then when you think you've given everything, you've just begun.
Life is not always easy. There are times when it feels like everything is going against us. When we face obstacles that seem insurmountable. And when we feel like giving up.
This is harder than I thought. Hard? That must mean it's bad. No. Every time you face disappointment, you face heartache, you face defeat, you face setbacks, it's preparing you for what this world has in store for you. Life is not done with you. You're only just getting started. The challenges you have right now, they're there to push the greatness that is inside of you out.
And as much as I hate some of the parts of my life depression has dragged me down to, in a lot of ways I'm grateful for it. Because yeah, it's put me in the valleys, but only to show me there's peaks. And yeah, it's dragged me through the dark, but only to remind me there is light. My hurts force me to have hope and to have faith, faith in myself. So don't ever give up. Don't ever quit.
Pressure has a point. Pressure has a purpose.
See, most people suffer from possibility blindness.
They can't see themselves doing better because they've been conditioned by the world around them.
Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful? There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. That when you have a made-up mind, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds. Because you are creating your own production. You are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop. You determine that. Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time, all the time. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up, I'm in control here. You've got to do this. I was going to give a presentation and this voice inside of me saying, you can't do this, you don't have everything it takes. I said, shut up, I have got to do it. The power to hold on in spite of everything, the power to endure, the hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. You have that quality within you.
When you come up against that thing that tries to break you, when it knocks you down on the canvas, you gotta tell it, I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. I will take everything bad that happens in my life, and I will use that pain to push me to greatness. I refuse to be denied. You gotta believe when no one else does.
No one believed in me. I believed in myself. Belief came from me was going through those hell weeks, taping those legs up, getting up early in the morning by myself, no coach, getting myself up, motivating myself every single day. And no one's there saying, come on, David, I'm forming belief. So when those hard times come, I know exactly how to get through them.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. It's good for you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle,
trouble, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit.
You can get through this. You can survive this. You can outlast this. You can handle this. You gotta push yourself to your limits. That's when you grow. You have the strength to pick yourself up and keep fighting through the darkness. And when you keep fighting through it, you'll reach the light, and that light will make every bit of the dark worth it.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
No one's coming to lift the weights for you. No one's coming to study for you. No one's coming to put in the hours for you. No one's coming to do all the hard work for you. You have to do it yourself.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
So when you make your decision, make the right decision. The price of regret is much harder than the price of discipline. The discipline weighs ounces, the regret weighs tons.
If you want to live a happy, healthy, successful life, you've got to pick to go through the pain now and enjoy the peace later.
Do not fall victim to the short-term gratification that is whispering in your ear, telling you 5 more minutes is fine. You can sleep in, you can eat that just this once. You can take the day off. You deserve to take a break. Shut that voice down. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
Your habits are the building blocks of your life. It's what you do every single day that matters more than anything. Doing things that are a break from your routine are gonna require force. So you have to force yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you over. If you listen to how you feel, you'll never get it because you'll never feel like doing it.
Decide you'll do it no matter what. Commit yourself to the regime. You get up when you're supposed to get up. You study when you're supposed to study. You go to the gym when you're supposed to go to the gym. You work when you're supposed to work. You do whatever it is you told yourself you were gonna do long after the mood you set it in is left.
If you don't control your mind and your mind controls you, you're fucked. You gotta take control and tell your brain where you wanna go and what you wanna do. Because if you don't, you will always be a loser.
You gotta decide that you're gonna do something and you gotta do it every day of the fucking week.
The problem with some of you, you just hope that good stuff is gonna happen to you. You gotta get up and make shit happen.
You guys don't have unlimited time here.
The world isn't gonna stop and time isn't gonna stop. Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time.
Those at the top who become the best, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking great, productive days, back to back to back to back, because they know if you do that, the level of momentum created after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years of doing this becomes so massive that you start creating automatic wins based on your daily routines.
Because it's not easy for you to continuously have a packed schedule day after day after day after day after day without you winning.
All in is not 50%. All in is not 60 hours a week. All in is not I worked a Saturday twice a month. All in is not I missed one birthday party. All in is all fucking in. You better learn to get really, really used to being uncomfortable, because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that matters, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. Nothing worthwhile is easy to get. Nothing worthwhile can you get by not being uncomfortable. Everything's gonna make you uncomfortable. Get fucking used to it. And if you can get used to being uncomfortable, your fucking limits are non-existent.
Take control of your feelings. Take control of your emotions. Take control of your job. Take control of your problems. Take control of your future. And take control of your life.
Success is often not a loud event. It's those silent walks to the gym every single day. It's the silent commute to work every single day. It's the early mornings, late nights, where you grind when everyone else has gone home. every single day.
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to make any noise. You don't have to grunt. You don't have to groan. You don't have to scream. You don't have to yell. What you have to do is get the job done.
In the unseen work is where you're trying to create that masterpiece. And that masterpiece is yourself. All that hard work goes in when no one is watching. There's no crowds. There's no cheering sections, all that shit. It's just you against you. And you have this rock, which is yourself. And you go through and you start to just chip away at these rough edges.
Every fucking morning, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go for that run. You don't want to go to school. And each day, you fight that urge to stay in bed. But you still fucking get up. You chip away at another rough edge. And over a period of time, you begin to form that masterpiece.
When we look at the masters, when we look at the best business people, they say she's gifted, she's smarter than me, she just somehow knows more than me. She's got a better education, she had an easier background, she got lucky. You've heard the cliche because it's true, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
They don't see these motherfuckers, man, what they deal with every fucking day. I'm not good enough, shouldn't it be here, shouldn't it be here? Because every day, even though they're fucking the best in the world, that little motherfucker is still in there saying, oh man, we're not good enough.
I'm not the strongest guy, I'm not the fastest guy, I'm not the smartest guy, but I will work, and I will work hard. I will be up when my competitor's asleep, I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed, I will be up getting after it.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, those moments tend to lead to success. But you've got to stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered-down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
I guarantee you, when you do it, nobody can do it like you do it. The problem is you don't hardly do it. You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that substance too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself, than your dreams, than your goals.
And if you're gonna make it happen, everything in the world has to become secondary. You've got to become obsessed to the point where people think you're crazy. You discipline yourself every day to do what is required. You sweat, you suffer, you endure, and at the end of it all, you win.
If you can't, right now, there's no one looking, man. How you hold yourself, how you see yourself. What do you do when no one's watching? If you do it then, I guarantee you, you'll be doing it when everyone's watching. If today you never say good enough, tomorrow you'll always have enough.
You don't become what you want. You become where your habits take you.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
There's certain things you want out of life. You want the finest things, but you're not willing to work for them. You cry about, you don't get this opportunity, you don't get this break, but you're not positioning yourself. And you're still trying to get a handout. You got to work.
It wouldn't be fair if just anybody could just get a degree and not have to work. Because guess what it would mean? It would mean your degree is worth nothing.
If other people didn't have to work hard, didn't have to sweat, didn't have to stay up all night, didn't have to do research, didn't have to go to the library, didn't have to sacrifice sleep, didn't have to make sacrifices in life, if everybody just threw out degrees, they wouldn't be worth anything.
You see, the only difference between the one who quits and the one who doesn't is that they showed up every day. They worked hard every day. They hustled every day. They improved every day. They did all this, even though they felt like quitting, every day.
You're putting in the work, and the only reason you piss, the only reason you quit is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you saying we three in. Who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're gonna break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watching.
That's the problem with some of y'all. You stopping working to look at yourself. You not grinding. You glaring. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself.
Wake up every single day, and if the opportunity to work out is there, work out. If the opportunity is there to read, read.
Because you got to tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control. I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We're trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
You look at any person who's done anything great in this world, they've had to be fully committed. Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life requires you to go all the fuck in. I mean, jump the fuck in the pool, head first, don't fucking worry about the what ifs, and make yourself fucking swim.
We're all being tested, and that road to success is a bumpy ass fucking road. Has fucking potholes, nails, detours, and shit. A lot of you are gonna die with a nicely preserved body. No plates, no bad knees, no bruises, no scars. You also have an empty fucking resume. Don't be afraid to get scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of.
And there's a big difference between 99 and 100%. And to find that last 1%, it takes ignoring your personal desires and comfort. If you're able to endure when all around you says stop, you will find that 1%.
It's a commitment, not a feeling. When you get up in the morning, you don't give yourself a choice. You grind, no matter what.
When you're just not feeling it, you gotta force yourself.
When your feelings tell you no, you tell them to shut the fuck up. You don't want to get up and get out of bed, you get up and get the fuck out of bed. You don't want to study, you fucking study. You don't want to get to work, you get to fucking work. When everything in you is kicking and screaming, you have to take control and tell yourself, I do not stop.
I'm not gonna sit around and wait for good things to happen to me. I'm gonna grind. I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna do everything in my power to become the very best version of me.
When you do the things most people aren't willing to do, you'll live the life most people never will. When you look back after working your ass off, you will see every challenge, all the knockdowns, breakdowns, and every bit of the pain and daily struggles will all be fucking worth it.
If you live long enough, a lot of stuff will come against you. And you gotta throw what you got at it. You can't throw what you wish you had. You can't throw what your neighbor had. You gotta throw what you got at it. Don't tell me that you want something if you're not willing to throw what you got at it. You got to have inner strength for this fight. It's not your outer strength. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. So you gotta have that inner strength, that cut strength, that belly strength, that devil-defying come hell or high water strength, that tenacity to take a licking and keep on ticking, that inner strength that when I can't do as I would, I'm gonna do as I can, but I'm not gonna stop doing to the best of my ability.
You are excellent. Now stop playing small. You are excellent. Stop playing small. You are excellent. Stop taking the hand that they dealt you. Take ownership. If you can get all A's in the class, do it. You don't need nobody to give you $50, $100, no pair of shoes, take you on no trip. You a grown man. Do it because you can. Stop needing a carrot. Stop needing money. Stop needing a trip. Stop needing somebody to give you a sticker on your head. And do it for the pride of who you are. Do it because you can. I don't care what your friends are doing. When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ? I want you to go to the next level and not just be a champ, but show the world what a champion looks like.
The powers that we have will never reveal themselves if we don't challenge them. If we don't put ourselves in a position where we have to use them. Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat. Where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. And if we're honest this evening, we know that we haven't done all we can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life.
Life is pain. You know how many times I wanted to just give up? How many times I've thought about ending it?
Life is hard. Easy, it's not an option. But it's worth fighting. It's worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up. It's worth fighting a good fight. It's worth being around motivated, positive people. It's worth being up-tempo. It's easy to have faith and feel good when you're feeling good and you have no pain and your bills are paid and you got a clean bill of health from the doctor. It's easy to be motivated then. But when that's not the situation, it's hard. When you look in the mirror and you don't see the person that you once saw, it's hard. I know it's hard, but do it hard. It's necessary that you take charge, that you begin to stand up inside of yourself, that you dry your tears and you're not given the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself, that you got to get in a fighting mode. You can't surrender. You can't be a chump. You got to fight back. You got to stand up and start. So wait a minute, what is it I need to do? You got to make yourself move even if it hurts. Many people have been written off and said, this one won't survive. And they did. It's possible. You've got to believe in your heart of hearts that it's possible that you can beat this. Your belief, your faith, your drive, your determination, your persistence, your perseverance, your spirit, greater is he that is in you than what's out here in this world. So you've got to decide, you've got to say, it's possible that I can beat this. And it's necessary that I do this. In spite of the pain and the conditions, you've got to mobilize your mind and your spirit. There's nothing as powerful as a made-up mind. I'm not through yet. I've got to work. I have an assignment that's incomplete. I'm not through yet. I'm not going out like this. I'm going to fight. And when you do, when you give it the best that you can, when you keep on trying, you're seeking, you're asking, you're knocking, something happens. The universe opens up for you.
If the peak is worth reaching, the climb is gonna be hard. I know you're ready to give up. I know, I feel you, you're ready to give in. You're like, I've never gone through this before. Or maybe you're at the darkest point of your life and you're ready to give up. You're at a point in your life where you feel like it's do or die. You're going through so much pain. You're going through so much agony. You're ready to give up. You're ready to quit. Listen to me very carefully. You are a warrior, and it's time for you to fight. Look, that test might not go away. That pain may not go away. That fight might not go away. You are a warrior. It's time for you not to back up, not to give up, not to give in. Stop letting stuff derail you. Stop getting stuck. Every time life don't go your way, stop getting stuck. Stop quitting. Stop giving up. Keep fighting in the midst of the struggle. Keep fighting. Keep thinking positive. Keep going. You only lose when you quit. Remember what makes you different from the weak. The difference between the weak and the strong is that when the strong have no more left, they fight, they fight, they fight. The weak, they quit. They give up, they give in, and there's nothing weak about you.
I'm a fucking fight. When I'm laying in a hospital bed with tubes and needles sticking out my ass, will I continue to fight? Yes! When I'm laying dead on this motherfucking floor, will I continue to fight? Yes! Why do you do it? I can't help my self. I'm a fighter. And that's what fighters do.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up and make another bad choice. And they make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices, right? And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The problem is that most people, they like, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream.
Don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. There's greatness in you. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop. I deserve this. Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up! I'm in control here. You've got to have an uplifted expression. Watch your body posture. All of these things affect you psychically. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want because you expect to get it.
All I need you to do is speak up and say, I expect to win. Declare that it's over. That yesterday was the last day that you were a loser. Like yesterday was the last day you expected to come up short. When you set out for a goal, expect it to happen. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. If you can expect it, if you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you never ever have to come up short again.
It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you can decide now, I'm gonna walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. Everything has to do with you intending to win. Too many of you are playing with your business. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're gonna play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you start getting some winning, you start changing. You talk different, you walk different. All of a sudden, this isn't the same damn human being. You can change you. You'd be surprised what a little winning would do. You'd be surprised how good you'd be if you just decide to win. Be number one in your office, number one in your region. And when you start stacking them up, your life can change.
There's a lot said in our self-help culture about starting things. You have a business that you want to start? Yeah, you should absolutely go and start that. You have a project that you've been thinking about for a while? Go start. There's this whole idea that if you can just get yourself to start, you know, starting's the hardest thing. You've got to get into it, go for it, do it. Stop talking about it, start. The problem is, if people are bad at starting, they're even worse at finishing things. They take all of this enjoyment from starting, forgetting that there is untold enjoyment in finishing. The satisfaction of getting something done, of feeling like you have a completed project, of getting to the end of it and being able to put that stamp that says, I'm done, I finished, I don't need to look at this again, it's done. There is so much enjoyment that we can take from that that we do not get when we half-heartedly move from one project to the next. As soon as one gets difficult or lacks interest, we move on to the next one.
Are you interested in achieving these goals or are you committed? If you're interested, you'll do what's convenient. You'll come up with stories and excuses and reasons why you can't. But if you're committed, you'll do whatever it takes You'll let go of your stories. You'll let go of your excuses. You'll let go of all the reasons you currently have that are formulating your identity of yourself. And you'll learn how to let that go and become who you are destined to become.
You trying to get to the next level and you just interested. You kidding yourself. Forget about it. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to eat it, if you want to live it, if you want to be it, if you want to do it, stop talking about it and give me full commitment.
You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how angry I get, no matter what, I'm fucking doing this.
If you're committed, you'll start today to let go of your stories, your excuses, your reasons why you can't and why you won't. You'll upgrade your knowledge. You'll upgrade your skills. You'll come in every single day and figure out how you can achieve those goals.
It's about executing regardless of your emotions. These test days, they test your fortitude, your endurance, your discipline, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness at the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing. You gotta get the job done. Stop having dialogue with your emotions. Stop negotiating with your feelings and start to act. That's where people separate themselves from the pack. That's where people earn the right to success. They earn the money. They earn the life. They earn the relationship. They earn the body in those little moments where they don't want to do what they need to do, but move forward regardless of how they feel. That's what champions know, champions understand, and champions fucking thrive on.
Everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. If you want to take a back seat and all of that, it's like, no, wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster. And then you should learn how to control it.
It's impossible to respect yourself until you grow those mental teeth. And when you grow those teeth, you realize that you're dangerous.
You begin to demand success for yourself. You're no longer wishing or hoping things work out. You're going to make it happen no matter what. So you start carrying yourself with a different level of confidence and conviction that says to the world, I will not stop.
I am going to assess the situation. I am going to come up with a plan and I am going to execute.
I'm gonna go get it because I'm built for it. If you set out and you say you're gonna do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. That is the worst thing that an individual can ever do.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it, but somehow they gotta look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one.
I need you to put the type of effort forward that the world knows don't come from you.
You have to develop a doggedness. You gotta have some toughness in you. And the only way to develop toughness is you gotta practice being tough. And you cannot practice being tough by quitting every time you get tired, by stopping every time you don't feel like it, by giving up every time it gets challenged. That's what's wrong with people now. People don't make it because they always give up when it get hard. You know, it's so challenging now. You know, they was talking about me. I feel weak. I'm tired. Life don't give a damn about you being tired. You got to get about the business now. You want to be successful, you got to get at it. Look, stop all this soft shit and all that mess, man. You got to get at it. You got to tear their mouth out.
When you go out there, I need you to have that dog. When you get out there, I need you kill or be killed when you get out there. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they're going to get it before you get it. And they ain't going to give it to you. So you go out there and get what's yours.
A true monster's mentality is when you're willing to forgo rest, forgo comfort, forgo personal desires, forgo whatever it takes to be better than you were yesterday. And every single time you feel like quitting, remember all those hours and days you sacrificed to get to where you are.
It's gonna take you getting a hold of this thing and not letting go. You're gonna have to fight and fight and fight till you can't fight anymore. Whatever it takes, I will do whatever I have to do to get to the other side, to make it over, to press through this. Nothing will hold me back. Nothing will stop me.
If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do whatever is necessary until. And when you give the best you can and that's not enough, you must do what is required. And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line.
There will be things that will happen to you in life that will get you down, but you must always stand up inside yourself and know that you can handle this.
You've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow, and I'm not going to let you stop me. And you've got to be so relentless that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
If you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I'm successful.
And you can't go back to that same old mindset. You gotta focus on this new day, this new mindset, these new goals. You can do it, because that monster inside of you won't give up. That monster inside of you won't give in. That monster inside of you won't throw in the towel.
Failing doesn't mean you quit. It means you failed, but get back up and continue to push that bar higher and higher and higher. When you're constantly pushing and getting up earlier and getting up earlier and getting up earlier and fighting through pains and discomforts, you don't care about failure. You actually welcome it. That means you set the bar so high that it's like, oh, I failed. That's where I need to be. Now I gotta figure it out. You have to be uncommon amongst uncommon in your world. It takes everything. And then when you think you've given everything, you've just begun.
The biggest war you're ever going through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind.
The mind is a very powerful thing. It has a tactical advantage over you all the time. It knows where you don't want to go. So it will guide you away from that. And that's why the mind will always win. Until you f***ing reprogram it. You got to figure out a way to reprogram your mind to get outside the box. Whatever my mind said I don't want to do, I realized I must do that.
The greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
Without discipline, you're nothing. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Because really, the only person that you're fighting every day is yourself. It's not your boss. It's not this or that. Yeah, those are all obstacles. A lot of you cannot control those obstacles. But you can control yourself.
We have to regain control of our mind. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you got to work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. Still not getting it. Read it again. But if not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out, because he is not going to stop. To find real, permanent peace, you first must go through suffering. You must go to the dark side of who you are.
Every day I demand more for myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
A person that's obsessed and wants to just get there, they don't give a f*** what the temperature is. They no longer care, because they know no matter what's out there, no matter if it's snowing, if it's a damn tropical storm, if it's 20 below, they don't care. They're going to run. It doesn't matter what the f*** out there, what's in front of me. I'm just going to go. And that's how you want to get your mind.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently. To build this mindset that when things get hard, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You have to literally visualize the connection between what you're doing on a day-by-day basis with what you're wanting. What do you want yourself to look like 10 years from now? What do you want your bank account to look like? What do you want to look like physically 6 months from now or a year from now? You have to connect the dots. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things.
If you think that you've given everything, you really haven't. If you think you're working hard,
You're not working hard enough.
You can always do more. You always have another gear, another level of performance. You can always push a little bit harder, get up a little earlier, work a little longer. Whatever it is you want more of, you have complete control over whether you get it or not.
People don't have limits. We put limits on ourselves.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Your dreams are there, your hopes are there. Most people, they don't lead their life, they accept their life. Here's the issue. Most people, they have uphill hopes, but they have downhill habits. And you can't go uphill with downhill habits.
It's pretty easy to get the mindset that there's nothing you can do about it, that you're overwhelmed, that you can't change the world. Well, you know what you can change? You can change you. You can change your world. And if you change your world and you make yourself better and you make your part of the world better, the rest of the world will follow.
Good intentions are overrated. I know so many people, well, I'm going to do that. Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. So good intentions are the most overrated phrase in the world. Nothing happens until you've got good actions.
And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, they ain't happen. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. Weakness haunts us all. The times we could have done more. They eat at your self-esteem. They rob you of your self-respect. They diminish your belief in your potential. The true art of a full life is to minimize those moments when your weak thoughts win the battle and maximize your ability to rise and grind. Most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. And sometimes if you're going to be successful, it's not how smart you are. It's not how strong you are. It's how much you can outlast stuff.
Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
Some of y'all, you're not getting close to the vision. You done said the vision and your mama said something about it, so you done backed off. You done said something about the vision and somebody tried to kill you and you done backed off. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you? I'm telling you that you gotta be possessed with the vision.
You wanna make your dream come true, you gotta stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you wanna go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
So you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more playing. What you need to be doing is studying.
While they was golfing, I was studying. While they was shooting hoops, I was studying. While they was playing games and sitting up and eating and joking in the restaurant, I was studying. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
I got to commit my very being to this thing. I got to breathe it. I got to eat it. I got to sleep it.
You got to begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you got to wake up every day to it. You got to go to bed with it. You got to read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream.
You gotta stay focused on your dream. Don't allow anyone to pull you off the game plan.
When they're having fun, you grind. When they're chilling, you work your ass off. When they're getting lit, you put in more work. And when they're wishing for a better lifestyle, you'll be living it.
When you want to do something great with your life, something that is beyond those visions other people around you see for themselves, they're gonna try to tear you down. They'll tell you you can't do it. You don't have what it takes. You're just a dreamer.
People that don't have
any dreams for themselves, they tend to be dream killers.
Their family and friends and loved ones, in most cases, they will be the first to try and talk you out of your dreams, your visions, and ideas. They will say, who wants you when you put on all that weight? Who wants you when you're looking like this and been through this and been through that? Nobody's interested in you. Nobody's checking for you. They'll laugh at you. They'll call you names because they have no dreams. They have no hunger for success. They don't have an appetite. They don't want it. But I want to remind you to continue to dream and dream big.
When they fight against you and your dreams of the future, that hurts. They won't see it like you do, but they don't have to. Only you do. You're the only one who has to see it for yourself.
I want to win so bad. My hunger and appetite for success is intimidating. It scares the shit out of people. And people around me say, slow down, stop. You're doing too much. Your appetite is too big. I can't help myself. I want to win.
Don't let these opinions of other people pull you off course. How do you do that? You ignore and outwork each and every one of them. You see, while they watch you and talk shit about you, you put in more effort. You work diligently. You focus on taking things to the next level. They'll keep spreading rumors and you will keep working. They'll keep talking negatively and you will keep working. They'll keep focusing on everything and everyone else and you'll keep working. And when they finally take a look around at their lives and compare it to yours, they'll come to the realization that they have absolutely no valid reasons to criticize anymore. And they will be the ones to lose while you will be the one to succeed.
I will not be outworked. You may be smarter, you may be faster, you may be better than me in 9 different categories, but you will never work harder than me. I will make my dreams come true. I don't care what it takes, I'll pay whatever price is required.
Only those that can see the invisible can do what seems to be impossible. You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you. You gotta grind and hustle. You're gonna even have the doubt, the spirit of doubt is gonna kick in, and you're gonna say, why did I move out here? Everybody laughed at me. Everybody was looking at me like, man, you crazy as a mother. You just gonna leave your city, the comfortability of your house, your family, your environment, all your friends, your loved one, to go seek a dream and seek something that you're passionate about? Absolutely.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. Because I've made a different kind of commitment with my life. This is something I have got to do.
Because it's very easy to become your environment. It's very easy to become duplicates of the mediocre and average people surrounding you. So wake up every day and decide that you love yourself enough to commit yourself to you.
If you concern yourself with what everyone else is doing and how everyone else feels about the things you're pursuing, you'll never get anything done. So you gotta focus on yourself. You've gotta focus on your dream, on your vision, on what it is you want in your life.
You're supposed to live your life, focus on your intentions, and do your thing. All the people that are living on the top have all decided that I'm gonna commit myself to this career, this vision, this goal, training, education, no parties. They're gonna call you names. They're gonna say you're corny. They're gonna call you a square. They're gonna say that you're a weirdo because you don't fuck with nobody. Those are the characteristics of a champion. Those are the characteristics of someone that have said that I have decided that I'm going to create a shift in this universe. If you look at documentaries on Steve Jobs and Oprah and all of the above, they are weird because they've seen things that no one else seen for their career path. They're living beyond what is expected because they were obedient to the vision.
When you get to the point where you do the work consistently, you invest in yourself consistently, you make sacrifices consistently, when everybody else is slacking off, when everybody's partying, when everybody's making excuses, you will dominate every single person you're up against, and your limits become non-existent.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. In the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. But in the process of doing that, you will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now.
Most people think they're disqualified from becoming mega successful. They think their past disqualifies them. Their mistakes, their seven. You don't know, man, I've had a divorce. You don't know, I failed in this other business. You don't know, in the last down real estate market, I lost it all. You don't know what I'm addicted to. You don't know my mistakes. You don't know my weaknesses. You don't know what I'm not good at. You don't know, I've always been average and ordinary. I've always been invisible. And so that disqualifies me from being successful. So what you do regularly is you disqualify yourself. And what I'm saying to you, what if the truth was that your greatest mistakes are the very things that do qualify you? What if that's the case?
What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you are greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim.
If you can survive temporary pain, on the other side of temporary pain, you will meet another version of you. Which, by the way, all pain is temporary. The only thing permanent is our soul. Even our bodies are temporary. So all pain, no matter what it is temporary. And if you can survive it, on the other side of it, you will meet personality traits, emotions, thoughts, people, circumstances, versions of you that you didn't know existed before.
If you want to make your dream become reality, the people that are running at their dreams know that it's possible that you can live your dream. That it's necessary, that you're relentless, that you have a plan of action, that you are creative. That know if it's going to happen, it's up to them. And they're resolving within themselves, it's not over until I win. The people that are running after their dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I'm up here not because I'm super impressive, because I'm not. Every time I wanted to quit this business, I didn't make a decision to not quit the rest of my life. I made a decision not to quit for one more day. One more day, just don't quit. One more day, hang on.
What if the truth is that changing your life is one away? One decision, one meeting, one conversation, one extra phone call, one extra rep in the gym. You start stacking up those one mores. That's the separator.
You are one decision away from changing your life. You're one new meeting, one new relationship, one new contact, one new action, one new decision away from shifting your life from where it is right now to a totally different place. There's something you've been hesitating on. There's a contact you need to make. There's a job you need to quit. I don't know what it is, but I know there's a decision that you need to make to take you to the next level, because decisions shape our destiny when they're backed up by some massive ass action. But you can't take the action if you don't decide.
I made up in my mind, I will not go through this pain and not get a reward for it. I will not quit. I will not surrender. I will outlast every trial and every tribulation that comes in my life.
You meet a family that is wealthy. Somewhere back in their lineage generationally, they weren't. And then something happens. The one shows up. In every family, there's the one. And that one changes that family forever. In my family, I'm the one. We don't think like we used to think. I'm the one. I'm the one who made the calls late at night. I'm the one who drove hours and hours for people to say no. I'm the one who dealt with the heat. I'm the one who typed all the emails. I'm the one who returned all the messages. I'm the one that dealt with all the stress and the strife and the cancellations and the back talking and the people who didn't keep their word to me and the difficult times. I'm the one who lost sleep at night. I'm the one who got up early. I'm the one who carried the emotional burden of winning, just like you are. You're the one.
It's you. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I can do this. I'm the one.
I'm the one to make this happen. I'm the one to become successful in this business. It's possible. I can live my dream. It's necessary. I work on myself. It's me. I've got to make it happen.
In a matter of one moment, one decision, one day, one account, one client, one meeting, your life can change in a moment. And if you don't know that, you will miss them when they show up. But what if you believe that and you live in anticipation of finding them? Now your reticular activating sees things it wasn't seeing before, hears things it wasn't hearing before, feels things it didn't feel before, and it tries to prove you right. If you put your head down, if you get focused, if you stop worrying about what everybody thinks, if you start pursuing that person you were capable of, if you start competing with the efforts you make every single day, your life changes.